Two performers are the pianists Pierre-Laurent Aimard and Tamara Stefanovic, and the one work following Brahms' two piano sonata before the interval is Messiaen's Vision de l'Armen. It was given its first performance in 1943 in Paris during the German occupation of the city. Messiaen writing the dazzling first piano part for his 19-year-old pupil, Yvonne Loriot, whom he would later marry. I suggested to Tamara and Pierre-Laurent that it's such positive music for such a dark time. As the composer George Benjamin said, joy in the face of desolation.
This piece is double somewhere. Yes, there is the religious cycle, full of light, hope and belief, at one of the darkest moments of humanity. But there is also in his personal story the delight of love. He writes this piece because he has met the love of his life and his future wife, and this is why he writes for two pianos. And this is why he writes so differently for both pianos. One instrument, well, mine, by the way, I'm sorry, Tamara, plays a quite easy part. That is the structure of the piece, the big quarrels. This is the part that the composer or the organist has played. Yes. He played very well the piano, but like an organist. And for Yvonne, who was an incredibly virtuose with hands full of colors, like Tamara's, then he writes a part full of his marvelous modes, series of chords, and jewelry.
The structure of it is interesting. It does seem a bit like an altarpiece, doesn't it? The two triptychs on either side, and then this very long fourth amen. Tamara, does that structure hold things together?
Oh, yes, that's a danger at the same time, because the methodology and this extraordinary control of the form and these little boxes that he presents in the big box could make you a bit too comfortable thinking that it will work on its own. The second aspect is that this juggling of all the fireworks that you have in the colors could lead a little bit to this self-indulging in the colors. So these two aspects could help and could be a danger at the same time. So it's interesting to see what works the most. And I think it's a bit like a big ship that goes on the sea, and you have to think about the small details and the big project and to look very far away. We've both played both parts with different artists and colleagues. And this is very helpful to really know, like in any chamber music, to really know all the parts intimately, because that's the only way not to be lost in one's own way and think just to one's own walk.
And I think I have to ask you, does it help that you're partners in life as well as partners in your professional lives?
Well, it complicates the life immensely, I think, obviously.
Well, sometimes complications are good. So it enriches, but it doesn't solve any musical problems per se. So we look very far and we search very deep for many things in us, and we accept the ambiguity of many different things in music and in us. And I think this gives maybe a number of levels in music making.
Maybe we are like the piano parts in Vision de la Men. Totally different, but at the end, hopefully it works. And not at all like in Brahms, where the two parts are like twins.
Pierre-Laurent Aimard and Tamara Stefanovic. Well, Vision de l'Armen was Messiaen's first work after being released from a German prisoner of war camp, and he explained in a preface to the score that Armen has a fourfold significance: the act of creation, the acceptance of the divine will, the desire for union with God, and the expression of divine judgment. A theme called the theme of creation constantly reappears. The second piano plays it throughout the first of the seven contemplative pieces. And the structure, as I said, is like a musical altarpiece with two triptychs framing a central panel. The musical links accentuate that. Second piece is a savage dance, an evocation of the cosmos called Amen of the Stars. At the end of the third movement, the Amen of the Agony of Jesus, portraying the Garden of Gethsemane, the theme of creation reappears slowly and mysteriously. And in the central Amen of Desire, there are two themes, one tender and one passionate. The theme of creation returns again in the Amen of Angels, Saints and Birdsong. The short but severe sixth piece is called the Amen of Judgment, before the finale, the Amen of the Consummation, when the theme of creation blazes out in the second piano while the first decorates round it with peals of bells. Pierre-Laurent Aimard and Tamara Stefanovic returning to the St. John Smith Square stage to perform Messiaen's Vision the Lamen.